It's week number one of the high school football playoffs with six games on the OTS Sports Network. On WRHI FM 100.1, Northwestern hosts Boiling Springs. On Interstate 107, it's York versus Irmo. Rock Hill travels to Gaffney on FM 94.3. On 104.1 The Bridge, South Point battles Richland Northeast. Nation 4 goes to Spring Valley on Comporium Channel 103. And on WRHI.com, it's Clover playing Ridgeview. It all gets started at 6 p.m. with high school football tonight. Winthrop University is again looking for a new athletic director. Kelly Kish, who was just named interim AD last month, is leaving Winthrop at the end of November to become the athletic director at Wingate University. Kish had replaced Hank Harewood, who left in September to join a law firm in Charlotte. Harewood was replacing former AD Ken Halpin, who left in August to be the associate athletic director at Purdue. The Carolina Panthers are still holding out hope that Christian McCaffrey will be back in the lineup on Sunday. Currently, he is on the active roster, but it is not known if he will be elevated to the 46 players who suit up for the game against New England. South Carolina coach Shane Beamer said that if the team starts Jason Brown at quarterback against Florida tomorrow, that they will be excited for the opportunity. Beamer says it will be a game-time decision between Brown and Zeb Nolan. And finally, the Atlanta Braves World Series Parade begins at noon today. The event will happen in downtown Atlanta and will be carried live on Bally Sports Television. With your Friday Sports, I'm Chris Miller.